Welcome to the Daily News Update for Tuesday, November 17th, 2020. This is Mike Adams here at the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com. I'm also happy to announce today that these Daily News Updates are being carried and syndicated by the IMTV News Network, featuring Alan Keyes, former ambassador, wonderful friend, and also Bob Sisson there, who is an advocate of chlorine dioxide, as well as biblical teachings and many other important things for our health and our salvation in more ways than one. So it's great to have that taking place. We're working together to try to uplift and enlighten the world, and the IMTV channel is also available on Brighteon.com. I'll have more announcements about that in the days ahead. But let me get right to the news that's happening today. Sidney Powell, you may recall, a few days ago announced or declared that we should, quote, release the Kraken. She's actually famous for this phrase now, release the Kraken. Now, a lot of people heard this and they've heard these interviews with Sidney Powell. And by the way, we've published transcripts of a couple of these interviews on naturalnews.com, as well as a transcript of the Lynn Wood Howie Carr interview, which is very, very important to check out. That was just published today. It's at the bottom of the story about the story about Trump attorney Sidney Powell declaring the Kraken was already released, which I was about to get to here. But in the Lynn Wood transcript, you'll read there how Lynn Wood says Joe Biden's going to prison, not to the White House. And a bunch of people like Joe Biden are also going to prison. And you may wonder, have you ever heard high-powered attorneys like Lynn Wood and Sidney Powell and Jay Sekulow and Rudy Giuliani and others, have you ever heard these kind of people just fabricate fake conspiracy theories out of thin air? No. These people are very precise thinkers and speakers. Sidney Powell is famous for only saying things that she can prove. And Lynn Wood is much the same way. Lynn Wood, by the way, defeated the Washington Post in a lawsuit representing, what was it, Nick Sandman, who was defamed and slandered by the entire media over, well, an incident near the White House or the Supreme Court. And Sidney Powell is the attorney for General Flynn. And she has defeated the deep state in helping Flynn win his freedom against basically these deep state traitors that are trying to shut down anybody who's a patriot. My point is that these attorneys, these are high-powered attorneys, upstanding citizens, highly intelligent and highly credible. And they are saying right now, Joe Biden is going to prison. Trump will win a second term. The courts will overturn multiple states. This is what Sidney Powell is saying right now. Multiple state results will be overturned. I think it's actually much bigger than that. I think that the Supreme Court, once they are presented with this evidence that Sidney Powell is gathering and Lynn Wood, and actually there's over 100 attorneys working on this at the local level, when all of this evidence is handed to the Supreme Court, the court will rule that this election was null and void. It was invalid, tainted deliberately by the Democrats. The Democrats are, in effect, disqualified. Trump will win his second term, and the Kraken will get to work. Now, we don't know exactly what the Kraken is, but we have hints that are now emerging, and that's the subject of this daily update. Sidney Powell said release the Kraken a few days ago. She came out with a tweet today, and she said, the Kraken has been released. Yes, the Kraken has been released, and it is, she says, you're just beginning to see the signs. Just beginning to see the signs. The Kraken has been released. Now, what is the Kraken? The Kraken, I believe, is the pro-America Patriot Division of the Department of Defense. This is my interpretation. I think the Kraken being released means that the DOD, number one, conducted a raid on the Seidel voting systems servers in Frankfurt, Germany, and was able to gain possession of the servers containing all the evidence of vote fraud. And according to some buzz that's out there right now, the evidence on those servers shows that Trump actually won 410 electoral votes and that millions of votes were stolen from Trump, and that the level of fraud committed by Democrats is on the order of outright treason, an act of war against the United States of America. Now, that evidence is now in the possession of the DOD. In addition to the whistleblower stepping forward and working with Sidney Powell, Lynn Wood, and other attorneys, and Rudy Giuliani as well. So we have evidence pouring in from multiple locations. The DOD now is, how to say this? The DOD is picking up traitors and putting them on airplanes and flying them to Gitmo, or engaging in what's called airborne rendition, which means you are interrogated on a plane in the air or taken to a black site for interrogation. I believe this is happening right now. Certain people have been, well, arrested and taken to these sites and are in the process of being told something along the lines of, hey, guess what? You were caught committing treason. You either become a witness for the government right now and tell us everything you know, or you're going to be spending a lifetime in prison, or perhaps worse. Because traitors, in a time of war, and that's what this is, traitors can be executed. Traitors can be declared enemy combatants, and believe it or not, and I'm not calling for this, but just laying out history, they can be shot on sight by military personnel. Okay? So it's kind of like, do you want a bullet in your head, or would you rather tell the truth about all the fraud and treason that you've been involved with? Here's a sheet of paper. Start writing down names of people you know who ordered you to do this. Tell us everything you know, and you might live through this. You might even be granted, you know, essentially a immunity if you tell us enough. So this is what's happening right now. And I think this is what Sidney Powell means by the Kraken. It's the DOD going out, arresting traitors, and getting them to confess. And remember that this election took place under a declared national emergency. I covered this in yesterday's podcast. President Trump declared a national emergency in 2018 in an executive order that was signed on September 12th. It's posted at whitehouse.gov. And in that executive order, Trump laid out the fact that anyone who is engaged in international interference in a U.S. election, which means altering votes, rigging votes, trying to hack votes, or even interfering with the dissemination of information about votes, any entity or person or organization engaging in that can be seized by the United States government, specifically the Treasury. Can seize everything, seize all your assets, all your bank accounts, everything you own, property, done. Well, guess who has been caught doing all those things? Twitter. And wouldn't you know it, Jack Dorsey, he looked like a sweaty homeless man in his Senate hearing today as Ted Cruz just eviscerated him. Jack Dorsey looks like a man that's so panicked that he's about to flee the country. I bet you Jack Dorsey has a contract with a private jet company to get him out of the U.S. in the next few weeks. Yeah. Because according to the executive order that Trump signed, Jack Dorsey and Mark Zuckerberg and the people running CNN, people running the New York Times, the Washington Post, they're all going to go down. They're all guilty of treason. They've all been caught, and they're all going to have their assets seized. And that goes for the entire, all these companies as well. Take down Facebook, take down Google, take down Twitter, take down the New York Times, because they're all enemies of America. And they've been caught rigging an election, trying to steal it, and gaslighting America, falsely claiming that Joe Biden won. Joe Biden didn't win at all. Joe Biden was part of a massive international criminal conspiracy to try to overthrow the United States of America. Joe Biden is guilty of treason. And we all know what happens to people who carry out acts of treason during a time of war and get caught. So that's probably what's coming thanks to Trump being on top of this. Now, in addition to all this, I want to bring your attention to MonkeyWorks. Now, MonkeyWorks has a YouTube video that I posted in this article today on naturalnews.com. MonkeyWorks is a guy who analyzes air traffic information, flight patterns, and so on, and he's become very skilled at knowing what news is about to break the next day based on flight patterns on the current day. And he's been observing these flights, and he says normally, on a normal evening, there might be 100 to 150 military aircraft in the air. And you can look at the image of the country, and you can sort flights by whether they're military or commercial or general aviation. So just looking at military flights, about 100 to 150 normally. For the last two nights, there were over 1,000 in the air. Military aircraft are flying around the skies like crazy. And MonkeyWorks speculates that this is probably because of what I just explained as well. They're picking up people. They're doing airborne rendition, and they're moving people to black sites and interrogation sites and Gitmo. I believe this is what Sidney Powell is referring to, and I think this is also why there was an emergency meeting at the White House yesterday at 2 p.m. of all Trump attorneys, probably for their own protection, because the Kraken has been released. The hammer is being dropped. Now, my certainty of this is not 100%. There may be other explanations for what the Kraken is. I'm open to those other explanations, but what we know for sure is we've never heard attorneys like this, Sidney Powell and Lynn Wood and so on, speaking with such conviction, with such certainty about the fact that Joe Biden is going to prison and President Trump is getting a second term. It brings up the question, what do they know that we don't yet know? Because they know something beyond big. They know something epic. They know something that's going to reshape history. And they are certain of it. They've seen perhaps evidence, or they've seen whistleblowers, or they've seen the seized servers, or they've seen perhaps a testimony of people who wrote the Dominion systems that stole the elections. Whatever they've seen, they are convinced that this is an overwhelming amount of evidence that, once presented to the court, must result in the court determining that this election was stolen, it was rigged, it was invalid, it was tainted, and the court will have to choose a remedy. Now, there's another source that told me actually over a week ago that millions of pieces of information, including phone call transcripts from Democrat traitors, that this information has been dropped onto the Supreme Court, that SCOTUS already has overwhelming evidence in their hands right now of massive treason on the part of Democrats and communist-controlled Democrat puppets, such as Joe Biden, for example, and Senator Feinstein and Nancy Pelosi, and so on. And while we're at it, Jack Dorsey and Mark Zuckerberg and the whole deal. So SCOTUS, I'm told, is already prepared to rule this election invalid. And SCOTUS only needs to be presented an actionable complaint, lawsuit, brought to the court under emergency pretense. And then SCOTUS is prepared to rule that this election is invalid and that, in essence, the Democrats are disqualified. So perhaps, and this is just speculation, but perhaps Sidney Powell and Lynn Wood and others, high-powered Trump attorneys connected, you know, Rudy Giuliani, perhaps they're aware that SCOTUS has already decided how to rule, or at least five of the justices have already decided, and that's enough. We don't need Roberts to make this happen, and we're never going to get, you know, the treasonous jurists on the bench, the Democrats. We're not going to get them anyway, but we've got enough, you know, with Kavanaugh and Gorsuch and Barrett and Alito and so on. We got enough to get this decision made in favor of our constitutional republic. So all that's necessary is for the action to be filed with the Supreme Court. And then they'll need a few days to write up their decision And then that's going to be the bombshell that rocks the world. Now, imagine, if you will, and this is also just speculation, but it's educated speculation. Imagine, if you will, the Trump team bringing in eyewitnesses to testify in front of the Supreme Court, which is practically unprecedented, but it could happen. Imagine someone who wrote the Dominion software system and wrote the back doors and built it, engineered it to be a vote theft system, testifying and saying, yes, we took part in this. Imagine, as the media has talked about, a mob boss in Chicago or Philadelphia or a place like that coming forth and saying, yes, we printed up 700,000 ballots for Joe Biden in Pennsylvania. Imagine a few key witnesses, it would only take three, stepping forward with bombshell admissions that they rigged everything and that the whole system was rigged from the start, and then naming names: Hillary Clinton, Joe Biden, Barack Obama, John Brennan. You know, it's a long list. It's actually a list of thousands. Imagine that happening and the American people seeing this. And then imagine military police walking in and seizing the New York Times or CNN or Twitter or Facebook and saying, you are hereby shut down. We're seizing all your bank accounts. We're seizing all your servers. We're going to go through your records and show how you committed treason as part of this election theft. And you are all going down as well. And by the way, all your assets are now owned by the federal government, the Treasury. And then imagine Trump using those funds to build the wall, you know, or to maybe build a much larger Gitmo prison system to hold all the thousands of Democrat prisoners that we're going to have soon. You're going to have to have more prisons. No wonder you have to let the marijuana people go free, release them from the prisons. You got to make room for all the Democrats that are coming in for election fraud and treason. And if you don't have enough room for them, well, there's always the firing squad option during a time of war, which we are in. And if we dare, we might imagine a country without traitors running the tech giants. How about we live in a country where we have the right to speak without censorship? How about we live in a country where the media isn't working for the enemy and lying to America constantly? It's going to be beautiful to watch all of these systems be taken down to where we would once again return to honest media, honest online platforms where you can speak, and honest elections, because we're going to get nationwide voter ID after all this. And the Democrats will never win a major election again because, frankly, no one's voting for Democrats. Their positions are not popular. They can only win by cheating. And we shut down their cheating, they lose power. And then imagine, from the shame of it all and the criminal arrests, imagine 100 Democrats resigning from Congress because they know they've been caught. They know that they got into office through rigged elections in 2018. In the midterms that were stolen through the same systems and the same censorship by Google, which is also going down. Imagine all of that. Can it all become a reality? Well, it can. I don't know 100% that it will, and even if it does, it might take a number of years to make all that happen, but I got to tell you, Trump has set a trap. They've fallen into it, and Trump has the power to take down all those systems, and I think he will work to do that. I think Trump is working to not just save this election, but to save this republic forever. This will ripple through time as one of the most epic chapters of American history, or even the history of the world, what Trump is doing right now as a strategic genius, a geopolitical genius. It would be the ultimate trolling of all the media and the tech giants who thought they were smarter than Trump, for Trump to catch them all red-handed in committing treason and then to take them all down and put them all in prison while setting the American people free to speak and to create businesses and create jobs and create abundance and prosperity in this country once again, which is what Americans are really, really good at doing. That's all we need, is an opportunity. It's all I need, right? Probably you too. All we want is the right to speak freely, to not be censored, the right to compete on a level playing field, the right to live in a country where our vote counts and elections aren't stolen from us. The right to be able to pick up a newspaper and not be lied to all the time. You know, this is what's going on in America today. Trump has the power to take them all down. So what you and I can do right now is support our president, demand the arrest of the traitors, demand the taking down of big tech and the fake news media and the Democrat traitors who tried to carry out a criminal conspiracy international coup against the United States of America. They got caught, and it's time to put them all behind bars, make them all pay the price, and let history tell the truth about what they tried to do and how, as my friend Alan Keyes said today when I was on his show, he said that the Democrats tried to sacrifice America on the altar of destruction in order to achieve their own selfish aims. And they failed. They got caught. And the Democrats must be taken down forevermore. They are worse than the Nazis of World War II, but they share a similar mindset, don't they, of authoritarian control, censorship, cheating, rigging, destroying the lives of innocent people, just like the Nazis. That's the modern-day Democrats, and they will be taken down. So thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. Naturalnews.com is also Brighteon.social for tweets and updated intel throughout the evening. Thanks for listening.